This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
We are blessed to live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. Blessed on day one when we were born in the United States of America. Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind from the Freedom Matters USA studios. Candace Owens is coming to North Dakota. Mark your calendars, Thursday, September 15th. Tickets still available, $20 for general admission seats, $50 for preferred seating. VIP opportunities available as well to meet Candace Owens in North Dakota at the Bismarck Event Center.
Yeah!
Thursday,
yes!
September 15th.
Told you, I'm like Elf.
Kevin,
so excited.
Turned into a groupie.
Absolutely.
Details at freedommattersusa.com, freedommattersusa.com. What a pleasure it is to welcome to the program a special guest in North Dakota, another special guest who will be actually speaking at the River of Life Church in Stanley, North Dakota at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, Pastor John Hagee, who has been a minister of the gospel for over 63 years, fifth generation pastor, 47th descendant of his family to serve in the ministry since they immigrated to America in the mid-1700s. Founder and senior pastor of Cornerstone Church, San Antonio, Texas, a non-denominational evangelical church with more than 22,000 active members. He is the founder and chairman of Christians United for Israel, the largest pro-Israel organization in the United States. Pastor Hagee, welcome to North Dakota. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you, sir?
Scott, it's a pleasure to talk to you this morning.
What a blessing to have you in North Dakota. Thank you for coming up to our great state.
Well, I want to tell you, one of the most wonderful blessings I've had lately was to get off an airplane and step into this cool, refreshing wind of this beautiful state. In San Antonio, we've had 100-degree weather for several weeks, and North Dakota has a weather that is just absolutely fantastic. This is a beautiful state, and I'm anxious to see the people that will be coming to the church tomorrow night.
Stanley, North Dakota, River of Life Church at 7 o'clock tomorrow night for Pastor Hagee's address. And what are you going to do tomorrow night? Tell us a little bit about what your plan is.
Well, tomorrow night, whenever the people arrive, it's my understanding that I will be making a presentation about why Christians should support Israel and why that it's very important even for America's national security. Scott, right now, the greatest problem that America and Israel is facing together is the fact that Iran is presently seeking sanctions relief in advancing its nuclear program and remains the world's leading sponsor of terror. Iran has never been in compliance with the original nuclear accord, and the only thing to which Iran responds to is strength. And President Biden has squandered the incredibly strong position that President Trump left him and the world is less safe because of it. It's important to recognize that Iran, if they get nuclear weapons, they also will have the ability of launching those weapons to the United States of America. So whenever Iran is talking about blowing up Israel, they also intend to attack the United States of America. This is just one of the many reasons that Christians should be supportive of Israel and the Jewish people. And the Christian support of Israel in America right now is strong, and the people are aware that there is a great need for everyone of Christian faith to stand up and to stand with the Jewish people. Tomorrow night at the church, I'm going to be sharing with you the biblical reasons why America should support Israel and why every Christian in this country should do exactly what God has asked him to do when he's asking him to stand with the state of Israel and the Jewish people.
Well, good for you. Can't wait to hear a little bit more about that message, too. And I can't help but thinking when you talk about the Trump administration and where relations were at with Israel, and also how President Trump said, you know, this Iran deal is just a bad deal for Israel, for the U.S., all the way around, to where we find ourselves now in the summer of 2022, when there's a report out right now, the Israeli prime minister quoted as saying that he has been unable to reach President Joe Biden to talk about Iran. I mean, how far have we fallen when the Israeli prime minister can't get the president of the United States on the phone in the middle of hypersensitive negotiations over this Iran nuke deal? I can't even wrap my mind around that. What does that make you think when we have, again, not reports of, this is from the Israeli prime minister himself saying, I can't reach the guy.
Well, the fact is that President Biden is totally out of control of this government. He is on that island and isolated from the news media because the people who are leading this country are doing so certainly without his supervision. And the issue here that Christians must rally around is the fact that if we as Christians do not stand up for Israel, right now our government is not standing up with Israel, and they're making very dangerous decisions that God Almighty will hold us responsible for, because we were fully aware of what was happening. Whenever President Trump was in the White House, Israel had a very powerful friend. He did more for Israel in a very short period of time than all of the presidents before him. And now that position is being given away with this Iran nuclear deal that's coming up. And what little is known of the current Iran deal suggests that the U.S. at its best is returning to the same fatally flawed agreement of President Obama and the ones that he signed. And the Iranians are making all the demands, and if you can get this, they are making demands to the Russians. The Russians are who we're talking to. The Iranians won't even talk to us. And we are totally, as a nation, allowing this these ten-horn dictators in the Middle East to dictate policy to us. The only thing the Middle East understands is power and decision-making. And we do not have a leader in the White House, and we desperately need to get leadership in Congress in this midterm election that will stand with Israel and stand up with America and defend our freedom.
If this Iran deal proceeds down the track it's on right now, what will that mean for Israel, Pastor Hagee?
Well, what it means for Israel exactly is what they've been telling the world, and no one is listening. When I was in Israel last, I spoke with the prime minister. I spoke with the heads of state. I talked with their top military people. And you can just write it down in stone that if Iran gets a nuclear weapon, Israel will remove that nuclear weapon by whatever means they have at their disposal. And I assure you, they are equipped to defend Israel. Israel is not going to allow Iran to have that weapon. If we do not stop them diplomatically, Israel will stop them militarily.
Our guest is Pastor John Hagee today from Cornerstone Church in San Antonio, Texas, and we are blessed to have him in North Dakota tomorrow night, 7 p.m., the River of Life Church in Stanley, North Dakota, is where you can learn more about Christians United for Israel, and again, the biblical reasons for supporting Israel that we as Christians are called to do with Pastor John Hagee, who, of course, has been at this mission for decades. And I want to talk a little bit about how this started and how it's grown when we come back after a short time out with Pastor John Hagee. Pastor Hagee, just hang on. We're going to go to a break, and we'll come back and have more of our conversation on the other side of the break, okay?
All right.
Short time out, back with more on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Right now, a great time to get ready for, dare I say, cooler weather and even a little bit of that white stuff. How about a Finley Osana? They're in stock and ready to deliver right now. 12-month, no interest payment, and no interest nor payments financing right now. So you use it now, you pay it later. Every day made better. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Tell them Scott sent you.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
And we are back back on What's On Your Mind, 20 past the hour. Delightful conversation underway with the founder of Christians United for Israel. Pastor John Hagee is with us today on the program, the pastor of Cornerstone Church in San Antonio, Texas. And he is in North Dakota today and preparing for a gathering at the River of Life Church in Stanley, North Dakota, tomorrow at 7 p.m. I've been to the River of Life Church. It is a great spot. It is surging. It is just surging with all kinds of great things that are happening. And Bible studies and youngsters, and it's a great spot there. So encourage folks to take that in tomorrow night, 7 p.m., Stanley, North Dakota, the River of Life Church, to hear from Pastor John Hagee, who is here talking about the biblical reasons for supporting Israel. What are those biblical reasons? What should we as Christians know about supporting Israel, Pastor Hagee?
Well, it starts with the very first fact that Israel is not a political issue. It's a Bible issue. And that Bible support of Israel begins in Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God, as the creator of heaven and earth, controlled the earth. He owned it. It was his. And God, as the owner of the earth, gave to the Jewish people a covenant that's recorded in Scripture multiple times in the books of Genesis, the land of Israel. The land of Israel belongs to the Jewish people by a blood covenant given to Abraham and God, and that support continues until this day. The Jewish people own the land of Israel today, tomorrow, and forever, period. The Bible says to Christians to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's not a recommendation. That's a command. Because when there is peace in Jerusalem, there's peace in the world. God has given to Christians the statement that we are to comfort the Jewish people in all of their times of trouble. The Bible says, comfort ye, my people, saith the Lord. In Genesis, the 12th chapter, God says, I will bless those who bless you. And Scott, I can tell you, after 40 years of blessing Israel and the Jewish people, God has blessed our church supernaturally in a way that you would have to see it to believe it. There's a challenge that God is facing, that God is placing before every believer and every church in this nation, that if you will bless the Jewish people, God will bless you exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or imagine. Matthew 25 is a statement that most Christians do not really pick up. Jesus says, in the day of judgment, I was hungry and you didn't feed me. I was naked and you didn't clothe me. And then he says, inasmuch as you did it unto the least of these my brethren. He's talking about the Jewish people there. God never called the Gentiles his brethren. Only the Jewish people have that title. Inasmuch as you've done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. There's coming a day when every anti-Semitic nation is going to answer to God Almighty for the way in which they've treated the Jewish people. Not only anti-Semitic nations, but anti-Semitic people. There's coming a judgment day for anti-Semitism, and that judgment day is not far off.
You talk about Christian support for Israel being strong. You know that because of the membership and the support of the Christians Hello? United for Israel. You got me, Pastor Hagee? Pastor Hagee, can you hear me? We can hear you, but you can't hear me? You want to try and pick up the line, Kev, and see if you got him on the line? He was having trouble hearing me, it sounded like, but I can hear him just fine. Little glitch in our connection with Pastor John Hagee, who, by the way, will be at the River Life Church, Stanley, North Dakota, tomorrow at 7 o'clock. In North Dakota now, visiting, and pretty fascinating story. I want to ask him just a little bit about how Christians United for Israel actually started. And how it came to be the juggernaut of grassroots support that is now for him. Texter says, heaven is God's throne and earth is his footstool. What have we prepared for him? How are we doing, Kev?
I think he muted it, and he doesn't realize that he muted it. They're going to try back, I heard her say.
Okay. They're going to give us a call back, and we'll go from there. 800-228-0550 if you have a question or comment, and Ron and Sturgis does while we're waiting for Pastor Hagee to give us a ring back here. Ron, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I just have a question for Hagee. You know that the majority of the Jews, or at least a greater percentage of the Jews in the United States, vote Democrat. And secondly, I have a question as to how is their idea on pot? Here in Sturgis on Tuesday, we're going to vote on the dispensary, and they call it medical marijuana. But, I'm totally against it. Medical marijuana and dispensaries, three of them going to be put up in Sturgis, South Dakota, to plant and dispense that product. I'd just like those two questions to him, if you could.
Yeah, so is there a vote happening in South Dakota on Tuesday?
Just in Sturgis to put these dispensaries in.
All right, so a vote like with the city council or something in Sturgis deciding?
Yes. Uh-huh.
I see. Interesting. Okay. I was kind of curious about how that was happening. Interesting.
We'll find out tomorrow. That's the day we vote, so.
All right, Ron, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Let's go to Fred and Wing while we're waiting here for Pastor Hagee. Go ahead, Fred. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Well, hello. Yes, I didn't realize you're going to get on that long. I haven't even got my radio. Don Hagee, he's one of the greatest guys. I've listened to him for almost 25 years. But anyway, I was wondering if it's possible that the Abraham Accords with Mr. Trump, if it's possible that that could have went against Israel enough where Mr. Trump might have offended God with some of the land that he gave away in the Abraham Accords. I wonder what Pastor Hagee thinks about that.
All right. Hang on a second, Fred. We're trying to get him back, and we will give you a chance to ask that question directly. Pretty neat that he's in North Dakota, isn't it?
Oh, great. I think we're going to go see him if we can get in there. Would love it. Yeah, he's been a stalwart figure for Israel for so many years. And I think he's a well-studied man in prophecy and in the Bible. And, he can quote a lot of scriptures and really back everything he says up with the Word of God, which is kind of rare today in some cases. And I appreciate him, and I appreciate you for promoting this. It's great.
Stanley, North Dakota, River of Life Church, 7 p.m. tomorrow night is where he will be. Fred, hang on a sec. If we get him back on the line here, we're trying to reconnect right now, which we'll do during the break. And then we also have Glenn Story coming up, co-founder and CEO of Patriot Mobile. And they've got a good lesson for us down in Texas in adopting some school board members and making a difference. I want to talk a little bit about that. It's what they do at Patriot Mobile. It's one of the reasons we appreciate their sponsorship very much and encourage you to be a member of Patriot Mobile's family. Get a discount for the Flag family as well. Short break, back with more after this.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the redacted FBI affidavit that authorized the FBI to invade President Trump's Florida home left Americans with more questions than answers, a federal judge in Florida on Saturday says she's willing to grant Trump's request for the appointment of a special master to review the evidence seized by the FBI from Mar-a-Lago. In a court filing Saturday, U.S. District Court Judge Eileen Cannon indicates she's for a special master. Taylor Swift took home Music Video of the Year at last night's Video Music Awards in Newark, New Jersey.
I thought it might be a fun moment to tell you that... that my brand new album comes out October 21st.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab and go convenience is what they do. Mondays, any fresh baked muffin is 99 cents. Their muffins are just the best. Chocolate chip muffin, oh, find me one better. Unbelievable. And great lunch specials today. Tater Tot Hot Dish on 45th. Chicken Fried Steak in Glendon. Swedish Meatballs on NP Avenue. Your choice of meatballs or scalloped potatoes in Hammond Valley City today. Harwood Taco Mac. Tell them Scott sent you. Cafe USA. That's what's for lunch today. PetroServe USA. All right, we have Pastor John Hagee back. We've reconnected and a couple of questions for you. One from a listener that called during the break and said, why is it that Democrats, Jewish Democrats in America, vote, not I'm asking it the wrong way, why do so many Jewish Americans vote Democrat in America was the question, Pastor Hagee.
Okay, the answer to that is this, that in the Jewish community there are basically three divisions, those who are devout, those who are conservative, and those who are liberals. And the reason of the Jewish community not being interested in supporting Israel is that they've lost contact with their Jewish roots, and they have embraced secular humanism over Judaism. And those people who are following Judaism support Israel. Those who are not following Judaism simply do not care about Israel more than any other state. In some cases, they're hostile toward Israel. And that's the biblical answer. It is a matter of faith.
Fred and Wing, you had a question for Pastor Hagee. Go ahead.
Pastor Hagee, this is an honor, and I honor you, and I honor Scott for putting you on his show today, and thank you for coming to North Dakota. I'm a supporter of yours and a follower of yours for years. I believe in the Jewish people. And I also am a follower of Michelle Bachmann. She made a statement on Pray in Jesus' Name program on TV that maybe the Abraham Accords, which were great in many ways, could have had a sovereignty issue with some of the places that God did not want that done. In some of the land being sovereignty changing hands in Israel, could that have been a factor in the debacle of the last presidential election and causing Mr. Trump to lose his presidency?
If I understand your question, you're wondering why the Abraham Accords became a reality?
No, I'm glad that they became a reality. It's just that according to Michelle Bachmann, some of the sovereignty of the land was given away, which is not pro-Israel, could that have led to President Trump being cursed or not blessed for his election rebid?
Well, the battle for the land of Israel has been an issue since the book of Genesis, and the battle for the land of Israel is not going to be resolved until Jesus Christ, who is the Messiah, comes to this earth. Right now, the Bible boundaries for Israel gives them about 800,000 square miles. They right now have about 80,000 square miles. Whenever Messiah comes, the kingdom of that's going to be established for Israel then will become an instant reality. Until then, that's going to be an issue that will be discussed in many different ways for many different reasons. It is God's will for Israel to have all of that land, but there are nations, specifically Iran, that are trying to just exterminate the Jewish people where they stand and for their very existence. So, yes, the lands that you're discussing do belong to the Jewish people, and it is God's will for them to have it. And in the Bible, they are to receive it, and they will receive it when Messiah comes.
Question I have before we let you go is just how this all started. How were you led to start Christians United for Israel, and now the, you know, obviously 10 million members, largest grassroots movement of the Christian organizations in the entire world. What started this?
What started it? I've started working with the Jewish people in 1971 with Nights to Honor Israel, and those spread all over America. And then in 2006, when Ahmadinejad started calling for the death of Israel and that Israel should be a one-bomb nation, I called together 400 of America's leading evangelical pastors to my church to start an organization called Christians United for Israel. And the objective was to organize millions of people in America, in every state, in every city, to be registered by voting district, so that when we, Christians United for Israel, went to Washington and stood in front of a senator, we could tell them, look, we represent 750,000 people in your state, or how many ever voters that would happen to be in that particular state who are for Israel in this regard. When we go to Washington, we don't really go hat in hand. We go saying to these elected officials, this is what is good for Israel. This is what 750,000 people in your state want done. And we are coming to you now and asking you to do that. And it has been very effective. It was the thing that made it possible for me to talk to the President of the United States, Donald Trump, about recognizing the city of Jerusalem and about moving the embassy, which I was privileged to pray the dedication prayer for the dedication of the embassy in Jerusalem. So that's the answer to why Christians United for Israel. It is a voice and not an echo. It is a voice that stands in front of senators and congressmen and said, these are the things that are pertinent to Israel. And right now, the pressing Israel is the nuclear ambitions of Iran. They must be stopped, period.
Yes, and if a deal is agreed to, then it is going to require Israel to defend itself in a new way, at a new level. And I hope we don't end up with a deal with Israel. Excuse me, with Iran. Another nuke deal. That'd be the best way to avoid that. Fascinating conversation today, Dr. Pastor John Hagee. Thank you so much for your time today, and thrilled you're in North Dakota again, folks. He'll be at the River of Life Church in Stanley, North Dakota, right there on Highway 2. You can't miss it. 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Pastor Hagee, thanks for the time today. Really appreciate the conversation.
Thank you, Scott. It's been a pleasure to be with you.
You as well. Take care. Gosh.
Bye-bye.
What a neat story. Pretty amazing when you talk about 1971. You set out to have a couple of nights to support Israel, and then it turns into the largest pro-Israel organization in the United States and one of the leading Christian grassroots movements in the entire world with 10 million members. There's the power of starting something and saying, let's begin. Let's just do this. Let's start. Isn't that great? Love it.
Awesome.
It really is a great story. We're going to get Glenn's story on the phone now from Patriot Mobile and get our next guest in here. Apologize for the technical difficulties last week, or last hour, rather. Not exactly sure what happened with our connection with Dr. I keep saying Dr. Pastor Hagee, but now we've got that straightened out, and we're going to get Glenn's story on here this morning and chat with him as well. Great story out of Texas I want to share. This is really pretty amazing. So NBC News, of course, writes this story, and here's how they write the story. How a far-right Christian cell phone company took over four Texas school boards. You like that?
Conquering.
Yeah, exactly right.
Took over.
First of all, they're a far-right Christian cell phone company, and then they didn't actually mobilize people to go out and support candidates that agree with them. They took over four Texas school boards. Subheadline says, Patriot Mobile markets itself as America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Now the Trump-aligned company is on a mission to win control of Texas school boards. And again, winning control of the Texas school boards isn't something a cell phone company can do. A mobile provider can do. What you do is you say, let's go out and make a difference here. Let's have people pay attention to this. And don't forget, all across North Dakota, we had school board elections last June, and we had miserable turnout, horrible turnout. So I applaud what they've done in Texas by saying, let's pay attention to this. It matters. Story says, a little more than a year after former Trump advisor Steve Bannon declared that conservatives needed to win seats on local school boards to save the nation, he used his, are you ready, conspiracy theory-fueled TV program to spotlight Patriot Mobile, a Texas-based cell phone company that had answered his call to action.
With CNN reporting there or what?
The school boards are the key that picks the lock, Bannon said during an interview with Glenn Story from the floor of the Conservative Political Action Conference in Dallas. Tell us about what you did. Story turned to the camera and said, we went out, we found 11 candidates last cycle, and we supported them. And we won every seat, and we took over four school boards. 11 seats on school boards. Four of these became a majority. It was a moment of celebration for an upstart company whose leaders say they are on a mission to restore conservative Christian values at all levels of government, especially in public schools. Now, how did they do this? They found 11 candidates, and they supported them. This, ladies and gentlemen, is called our constitutional republic. This is called finding a candidate that you align with and supporting them. This is not rocket science. This is not anything that's taking over a school board. It is getting involved. And I agree with Steve Bannon. I think, all the anger, all the angst, all the worry, all the frustration that's happening right now, one way to channel that into making a difference. And school boards are a great place to start. So this is a great story. I love it, but it's not a complicated story. It's not one that requires a whole lot of, planning, and you don't have to go to Pastor Hagee level like 1971, starting an organization called Christians United for Israel for decades. What you do is you simply say, who are the candidates I align with? Maybe have a little house party for them, get other people to meet them. This is just called civic engagement. This is nothing nefarious, despite NBC News or anybody else saying anything else. This makes perfect sense. By the way, liberals do this all the time. And nobody writes stories about it, talking about a far-left takeover of school boards, do they?
Nope. Ever.
More after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thinkacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thinkacoalworker.com.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Big Todd's going to tell us about Dash.
Hit the button.
Schwan's here.
If I hit the button, it helps to hit the, I thought I hit the button. Thank God, they all look alike after a while.
Well, you didn't.
You hit it now.
Take
it's
two.
Been hit.
Hit the button.
Schwan, BuickGMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime, not just on Buicks and GMCs, but a whole slew of pre-owned vehicles as well. So, if you want a Ford Edge, check out this deal. Manager special was $36,880, now $28,880. A 2018 Ford Edge SEL, maybe a RAV4, a Titan, a Forester. Check them all out at SchwanBuickGMC.com.
It is 11 before the top of the hour. We're having trouble reaching Glenn Story from Patriot Mobile, so we'll have to reschedule that today. But you get the idea from the story I shared. Again, I think companies like Patriot Mobile, which, you know, Glenn Story is like the Mike Lindell of the mobile business. This is what it takes. It takes bold companies to say, I'm not going to worry about offending somebody or somebody not like, I'm going to be who I am, and we're going to attract more people like us, and we're going to go out there and do some good.
When did it become a problem to each his own? You know, you do you, I'll do me, etc. When did that be, you know, now everybody's triggered, everybody's upset, everybody's offended. Get over it. Move on.
Texter says, hey, Fargo got a good lineup for school boards. Look what happened. Could it be voter fraud, ranked choice voting? Can't believe they lost. Got to fix that first, and we'll never win again. Yeah, the rank voting is
ridiculous.
Yeah, approval voting, as they call it, whatever. Everybody gets a trophy. Here's a bigger worry, though. Nobody turned out. I'll say it again. The turnout was horrible. We had better things to do in the summer. I mean, this is on us.
You get what you don't vote for.
This is why I applaud Patriot Mobile in saying we're going to identify 11 candidates, and look what, we're going to make a difference. Okay? So there you go. Make a difference. Texter says, I'm against medical marijuana because if you fill out the government documents to apply for medical marijuana, you cannot purchase, possess firearms due to the application. They ask you if you're under the influence or a user of narcotics. If so, you're denied. Call earlier on a Sturgis vote that's happening there as well. Breaking news from the Justice Department. Wall Street Journal is reporting that the Justice Department said it has kept from investigators some documents seized from Trump's home because they may be protected by attorney-client privilege. Isn't that convenient?
Which you probably would have found out if you had counsel present when you did the raid and you'd have inventoried everything at the time, which you should have done. But they didn't do any of that.
The Justice Department said it has kept from investigators some documents seized from Trump's home because they may be protected by attorney-client privilege. Well, that's a novel concept. But you got to trust them that they kept the... Nobody looked at those documents.
No, buddy. Hey, nothing to see there.
Didn't want to look
at
those.
See, there's a tape around the box that is on there that keeps anybody from going in there.
Oh, my gosh.
My go-to is Mark Levin on this whole thing. Because he's a brilliant legal man, and he is just blowing this up at every turn. None of this is real.
Yeah.
None of this will stand up.
Jack Posobiec is out with some breaking news that images show the U.S. embassy officials evacuating from the roof via helo in Baghdad. What?
Didn't see anything about that.
We've seen this movie before, haven't we?
Yeah.
This is about an hour ago. Images show U.S. embassy officials evacuating from the roof via helo in Baghdad.
Hmm?
Yeah. So, Posobiec, his sources are pretty darn good. You go do some checking. Listener says, I just got wind the teachers in Bismarck are asking kids about their preferred pronouns. Is this happening in Fargo? I know our school board in Bismarck does not support it. So why are teachers doing it? I have not heard anything other than what this particular listener is bringing up. I don't know about whether it's happening in Fargo or not. Would not surprise me in any way, shape, and or form. It's a good question.
Number of sources are reporting that as of about 2 hours ago. U.S. embassy officials are reportedly being evacuated from the roof via helo in Baghdad. A number of sources have it.
Hmm. Okay. Why is it happening?
Good question.
More at 11. Yes. Listener says, to my understanding, John Hagee will be in the area tomorrow night. Could you tell me where he will be? Thanks for your time. One more time, Pastor John Hagee, our guest earlier, who is the senior pastor at Cornerstone Church. Can you believe this guy is 63 years a pastor? Fifth generation, 47th descendant of his family to serve in the ministry. since they immigrated to America in the mid-1700s. That is phenomenal. And I imagine his ancestors are proud because he went on to, in addition, having 22,000 active members at the Cornerstone Church in San Antonio, Texas, found Christians United for Israel. Answer your question. He will be in North Dakota tomorrow night, Stanley, North Dakota, River of Life Church, 7 p.m.
This is U.S. Embassy in Baghdad was just overrun. That's why they're being evacuated. So whatever's whoever, the fighting forces in Baghdad or whatever.
What a mess.
Yeah, that 45 minutes ago.
Freedom Matters USA Studios today. Don't forget Candace Owens Thursday, September 15th. Tickets at FreedomMattersUSA.com. Candace Owens, September 15th in Bismarck, North Dakota. Check it out, FreedomMattersUSA.com.
Hi, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters. You've heard our ads about egress windows. They add sunlight, they provide an escape, and add value to your home. All true, but I'd like to let you in on a little secret. You can add an egress window anywhere, even if there's no existing window. I know this because at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Precision Concrete Cutters, 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.